Governor Newsom's press office sparks threat accusations with Christie Noem post ahead of Kirk Memorial Weekend. By Jasmine Jordan on September 20, 2025. California Governor Gavin Newsom's press office prompted rebuke and a referral to the Secret Service for a threat assessment after posting on X that DHS Secretary Christie Noem was going to have a bad day. A message that drew swift condemnation from Trump administration officials, conservative leaders, and commentators in the wake of the recent assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. On Saturday, California Governor Gavin Newsom's D. press office posted on X, "Christie Noem is going to have a bad day today. You're welcome, America." Bill S. Haley, acting U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, declared, "We have zero tolerance for direct or implicit threats against government officials. I've referred this matter to at Secret Service and requested a full threat assessment." Daily Wire host Matt Walsh wrote, "This is, nearly verbatim, what multiple accounts on this site were tweeting about Charlie prior to his assassination." Entrepreneur Siraj Hashmi noted the timing, posting a screenshot of Newsom's earlier denunciation of Kirk's killing with the caption, "10 days apart." Chloe Cole, a detransitioner and advocate against child mutilation, called it psychopathic behavior from Newsom just a week after the most significant political assassination of our lifetime. Tricia McLaughlin, assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security, said it reads like a threat, adding, "This is ugly, at Gavin Newsom. Your keyboard warrior team may hide behind their laptops and spew this kind of vitriol, but you would never have the guts to say this to her face." Stephen Cheung, White House Director of Communications, remarked, "To make a threat like this, especially on the Memorial Weekend for Charlie, is beyond the pale and totally disgusting. This is what happens when Gavin Newsom lets deranged leftist lunatics post messages on his behalf." Abigail Jackson, White House Deputy Press Secretary, asked, "What the heck is this supposed to mean?" Dan Scavino, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, commented, "These sick effort-percenters are going down a real dark path. They are total lunatics who hate America. Remember this at the polls." Vivek Ramaswamy, Republican candidate for Ohio governor, added, "This isn't what America needs right now, at Gavin Newsom. Come on, man. Do better." 3 hours later, Newsom's press office doubled down by quote-tweeting the bad day post with a picture of a press release stating, "Today, Governor Newsom signs a historic legislation package to protect immigrant communities, hold Trump accountable." The reaction followed previous instances in which Newsom embraced inflammatory rhetoric. Breitbart News previously reported that the governor has used aggressive language against Republicans, including vowing on a podcast to punch these sons of bitches in the mouth. He also promoted the Trump is dead meme alongside Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this month, and renamed a campaign event originally branded as FAFO, Fuck Around and Find Out, following Kirk's assassination. Kirk was shot in the neck on September 10 while speaking at Utah Valley University by 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, an attack that shocked the world. Utah Governor Spencer Cox, R., has revealed that the 22-year-old suspect, according to interviews with people who knew him, had an ideology very different from his conservative family. Cox also disclosed that Robinson was in a romantic relationship with a transgender partner, a male transitioning into a female. Other accounts indicate that Robinson played furry porn video games and followed an artist known for depictions of pedophilia. National leaders, including former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, President Donald Trump, and Vice President J.D. Vance, mourned the conservative figure, and Trump has announced plans to award him the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously. Actress Justine Bateman highlighted statements from Democrat leaders encouraging aggressive action against Republicans, including Newsom's past remark that he would punch Donald Trump in the mouth. After Kirk's murder, she warned, "Politicians, people act on what you say. Watch what you say," underscoring concerns that such language contributes to an environment of political violence.